This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Let's welcome our guest tonight. She posed for more pictures with her guns out than Sylvester Stallone. TallNile.com editor, Fox News contributor Katie Pavlik. And he'll be the mayor to have a special task force comprised of rescue cats. New York City Republican mayoral candidate Curtis Sliwa. Poison Control recommends his jokes to induce vomiting. Writer and comedian Joe Matthew. And she's the one cat even the ASPCA won't shelter. Fox News contributor Kat Tim. Are the unvaxxed the biggest threat we face, or are the Democrats' fears misplaced? A new poll by Scott Rasmussen shows 56% of Democrats believe people who haven't gotten their COVID shots are a serious threat. But only 44% of Democrats are worried about the Taliban and China. It's just the opposite for Republicans. Obviously, they're most concerned about the Taliban, defund the police activists, and China. Meanwhile, the Surgeon General let us know Biden may have more mandates up his sleeve, in addition to notes about where he is and what he's supposed to say.
With Delta, which was a new twist, if you will, a new curveball, it has required us to take another set of actions, and that's what you heard the president announce. And there will be more actions that we continue to work on in the days ahead, especially on the global front.
So do those without the jab face more power grabs? One of those actions could be more travel restrictions. Just last week, a Democratic congressman proposed a new bill that calls for airline and train passengers to either show proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test just in order to travel. And Lord Fauci reportedly said in a podcast that he would support a vaccine mandate for air travel. But hey, at least we're not Australia yet. It's a lot worse there. Katie P., would you go to Australia right now?
No, I would. I'm not allowed to go to Australia. Not letting anybody in. What's happening in Australia is really scary.
Yeah.
That's why you never give up your guns. They all gave up their guns in the 90s. Yeah. And look at what's happening now. They're sending people to camps. They're forcing people to do all these things. You can't leave your house. And, you know, Dr. Fauci and Joe Biden claim we're never going to get to the same place as them. But they lie about everything. So why should we trust them?
Vax mandates for plane travel. What if it's an emergency? What if you have to go to California? People know that as the Sunshine State. To fill out a couple ballots for your buddy. And it's an emergency. They won't let you on the plane.
Tough noogies. You got to put your thumb out and hopefully somebody gives you a ride. This is absolutely crazy. It's almost like Dr. Fauci, you wonder why they didn't have early retirement for this guy, right? It's like he has Vanna White, right, with the Wheel of Fauci misfortune for America. The guy is a ball of confusion and contradiction, and yet every day, oh, wait, I've got to hear Dr. Fauci speak. The world will never be the same unless we hear the words of wisdom drip from his lips. This guy is Mashuk. He's got all the furniture upstairs and rearranged in the wrong rooms.
Kat, I'd like to buy a vowel. Why?
Why? I don't know how. How about you like see how I did that?
I see what you did there.
See, I'm really, really great at what I do. I think it's unbelievable that this is even being allowed because it's just not legal. It's just not legal for them to do this. Joe Biden's acting like a king. And I thought the whole reason that we even are a country is because we didn't want the king thing. So got to cut it out.
Yeah. King Joe. I'm not talking about you.
Yeah. He is King Joe.
King Joe, the real King Joe. Please stand up. Please. Please be seated. Your take on the vax mandates for air travel.
I don't care for it. I don't think it's legal. They even said so, and now they flip-flopped on another issue. I'll tell you what, I would rather just continue to wear the mask, unlike for children, me knowing what other people are thinking, that ship has already sailed. I'm not going to get it. I went on a date with a lady, and she said, we're going to schedule a second date. And then she texted me saying she forgot she was going to Michigan for a whole month, right?
Wow.
And then most people would be like, she's not into you. But I waited a month. It goes fast. And I texted her again, and she never wrote back. And at that point, most people would say she ghosted you.
Yeah.
But I filled out the missing persons report anyway.
Yeah.
So that's why you wanted to go to sandals with Kat. All right. Kat, I wouldn't let
not
him on a
Kat
plane.
And her husband.
Just him.
The two of them.
Just the two. Okay.
They made it clear I'm not invited.
Okay.
All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
In another de Blasio fail, the inmates run the jail. Deteriorating conditions at Rikers Island are another crisis ignored by New York Mayor Bill de Blasio. He ignores more warnings than an obese, pregnant diabetic smoking cigarettes. But he can't say he wasn't told. Last week, Curtis Sliwa, mayoral candidate, hand-delivered a letter outlining the chaos at the chronically understaffed jail. It included photos of recently assaulted guards and blasted de Blasio for attending concerts and fun events instead of providing relief. This after videos surfaced of inmates drinking, gambling, smoking, like just they were partying in Vegas. Except in a casino, they'd have to wear masks. Meanwhile, Curtis released a campaign ad where he outlines his plans to save the Big Apple, all while petting a cat like a James Bond villain.
I'm Curtis Sliwa. As a young man working at a McDonald's in the Bronx, I learned to ask, how can I serve you? Soon after, I founded the Guardian Angels to protect people after watching my neighbors fall victim to crime, drugs, and homelessness. Since then, I've dedicated my life to keeping us safe, helping the homeless, and saving our animals.
That's tough and compassionate. Two things we'll never see from Bill de Blasio, unless he's protecting criminals from justice. So, Curtis.
Now, that ad, it's my first political ad as I battle the coronation of Eric Adams, because naturally I'm a Republican and an independent, so I'm a person of no consequence to the media and everyone else. But Tuna, the rescue cat.
Yes.
We raised 17 rescue cats in a 328-square-foot apartment on the Upper West Side.
Wow.
My wife, Nancy's a saint. She's able to save them from being euthanized at the shelter. And Tuna had neurological difficulties. So basically, she was brought back from the dead. And all the consultants say, don't use the cat because nobody's going to focus on your message. And I said, yeah, but maybe it's better they focus on the cat, because when I'm mayor, we're not killing any more dogs or cats. We're going to have no-kill shelters. Tough noogies, consultants. Take that.
And Curtis has a cat under his hat. We're not going to make him take it off. Now, you're a very, I wouldn't call you a rescue cat person, but I don't want to get on your bad side, Kat.
No. You'd never know if you were, don't worry.
It would go right over my head.
I have a rescue cat named Cheens, and that's why I wear his name around my neck all the time. So I don't have 17 of them, but my level of obsession for the one that I do have is far more unhealthy and strange. I love him. He's the love of my life. And we're going to have a great weekend together when Mackie and my husband are at Sandals. And I love the campaign ad. I just wish I had seen it yesterday. So I could have had something to watch when I was sitting alone because they were sitting next to each other on the ride home.
So it's going to fly with you on the plane to Sandals like an emotional support cat.
No, I'm not invited to Sandal.
Not invited.
No, my husband actually made that clear.
Okay. Okay. I don't judge. Katie?
I have questions about 17 cats in that space, but I mean, I think you could put a tutorial on, but no. I have a job for all the cats.
Are you insinuating that I'm a bit eccentric?
No. I've known about you for a very long time, and I am not naive about the eccentric nature of your life and your being. However, since you're about fighting crime, I think that you should put the cats to work, and they can fight all of the rats, because there's
yes.
cats, get rid of the rats.
Yeah, I like that.
And they especially,
can actually, like, clean up the city a little bit, you know?
Especially the two-legged rats. Yeah. Who are in our government.
That's right.
The two-legged rats in our government get wine-dined and pocket-lined by the lobbyists.
That's
very
right.
good.
That's
great.
Right.
Get them a uniform. Little red berets on all the cats. I all love right. it.
Let's go back to our political expert, Joe. Effective ad or no?
I'm more of a dog person, but I think it's always good to run as the candidate that doesn't want to kill cats. That's always what you want to say. And in Bill de Blasio's defense, he did let most of the criminals out of Rikers before all those parties started.
He also killed a groundhog. He dropped a groundhog on its head.
He did.
I missed that news cycle.
It died, yeah. Bill de Blasio killed a groundhog.
But you know, Jesse,
yes,
on a real serious note in our city, because we all have to live here.
I don't have to live here.
We have lost souls, the homeless, the yes. emotionally disturbed, our animals, a society that doesn't take care of our animals. Certainly not going to take care of our homeless and our emotionally disturbed. We need compassion. Elected officials need to show compassion, and most do not. And I intend on changing that equation here in New York City when I become the mayor.
And thank you for speaking directly to the emotionally disturbed. One of them took off today. Not saying it's Gutfeld, but I am. Thanks to KDP, Curtis, Joe Manchin, and Kat, and our lovely studio audience. I'm Jesse Waters, and I love you too, America.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.